up to £3 million investment will put a £170 million back into the Teesside economy. The Materials Processing Institute, close to Grangetown, is going through a major upgrade, with £1.5 million being spent refurbishing the building and the same going into new equipment. It's going to help new technology firms develop across the region, and it's hoped the benefits will be enjoyed locally over the next 20 years or so. Let's find out a bit more about it. Gerard Stevens is from MPI, and he's with me in the studio this afternoon. Hi.
Hello, pleased to be here.
Thank you for coming in the studio. For people who aren't aware, give us a brief guide to what you do at the Institute, first of all.
Okay, well, we started 70 years ago. In those days, we were the British Iron and Steel Research Association. We evolved to become part of British Steel and Antarctic Steel as their research and development wing. But since November, we've become independent. We've opened our doors. We work with anyone who wants to work with us, particularly organisations in the materials processing and energy industries. And we work with them to help develop and support their technologies.
So since November of last year, have you had many companies come forward wanting to buy into this then?
Oh, yeah. We've had, there's been quite a good level of interest. We've got some good inquiries, and we're working with a range of companies now. In fact, we've, as well as the sort of our roots in the sort of iron and steel industry, we're working with other metals companies, with companies in minerals, chemicals, energy. I can't say who, unfortunately.
Okay.
But and we've got a steady increasing number of inquiries, which is
encouraging,
nice,
isn't it? Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So when I talk about the figures there, £1.5 million, what sort of equipment does that kind of money get you?
Well, as you said, it's in two phases. This year we're focusing on the construction, next year on the equipment. That will get us the latest state in the art of the art scanning electron microscope. That will allow us to do things like looking at materials which have broken, looking at them in very minute detail at the sort of causes of the fracture and the crack, and seeing actually sort of down to the atomic level, down to things like even sort of seeing sort of very small atoms like boron. Seeing what's in there, and we'll be able to look at that over a range of temperatures. The sort of clients we work with, their sort of manufacturing processes take them up to temperatures into sort of the 1,000, 2,000 degrees.
Really?
And this new microscope will be able to simulate those conditions underneath the lens, so to speak.
Are you wanting Teesside to be leading the way on this in the future? Is that
absolutely
the plan?
Yeah. And that's just one of the bits of equipment. There's four other bits of equipment we'll get, and what it will do is, our heritage has been in the steel industry, but this will allow us to sort of apply the same sort of skills and expertise to the sort of broader ranges of industries that we now want to serve at materials, not just steel, not just metals, but materials.
It sounds like a classic example of an organisation, a company, evolving and I suppose being relevant in 2015.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the things we want to do is to help Tees Valley and Tees Valley Unlimited, the local enterprise partnership, one of our key partners. We want to help them support the local area. In
particular. Of course.
And so we're now supporting a range of some of the sort of big companies in the area, helping them. But also, in particular, we want to help the smaller companies.
Right.
Maybe in the supply chains of those big companies, and we can help them improve what they do, or other companies who are not yet in the supply chains but have got an idea, or they've got a technology or something they want to develop, and we can help them do that, take it forward, get it from the drawing board into the production line, and support in the local area.
It sounds like this is a crucial sector, I suppose, for our region. How vital is it to grow and keep cutting edge businesses going like this?
Absolutely vital. Yeah. With what we've done, we've always been at the sort of forefront of technology ourselves. This investment will help us keep us there, but it will also, that will really help us help our clients, the companies that we're working with, to keep that step ahead of their competitors in terms of their technologies.
What's the next phase then after this news?
Well, we've just the construction company have just moved in. They started work last week.
Uh-huh.
They at the moment sort of it's sort of stripping out and the sort of building they're working on, but
it's like a DIY SOS, is it, at the moment? Is it like a building site?
Parts of the site are, but over the next few weeks, what we'll see take shape will be I suppose I should say we when we work with the smaller companies, one thing which might be quite important for them is to be able to sort of, you know, locate, particularly if they're a small company who haven't got premises yet, to locate with us while we're helping them grow working on their technology. And so one of the key things we're doing is putting in some accommodation, some offices, and some, if you like, workshop or demonstrator space where we'll work with these companies on the technology, help them work up their prototypes, and they'll have an area which they can build the prototype. We'll work with them on getting it right, getting it working, and they can bring their customer, potential customers, suppliers, investors around, and that's they're the facilities that are being created by this support from the grant from Tees Valley Unlimited.